You are listening to another Money Halakha class on moneyhalakha.com.
Hi everyone, welcome to another video from moneyhalakha.com, where you can get this video and all other previous videos. We get a very big mazel tov, as this is our 100th video, Baruch Hashem, that we put out. And I guess to congratulate, if everybody could maybe think of one other person or another group or somewhere else that they could share these, the join link to join and receive these halachas so they could help spread these very important and daily halachas of money amongst Klal Yisrael, if anyone could keep that in mind. Today's video is going to be regards to how to give tzedakah in the best possible way. We're not talking about where to give tzedakah, we're talking about when you're giving tzedakah, actually giving the money over, how to do that properly in the most optimal way, what's the best way. So we're using a sefer today called the Laws of Tzedakah and Ma'aser by Rav Shimon Taub. And he brings over here that we don't have to look further than the Rambam himself brings in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim in Perek Yud. He brings 8 levels from the best to the not the best. And we're going to go through those really quickly. The first level is, it's called vechazaktabu, to actually strengthening the poor person, meaning before he becomes poor, taking a regular person and helping them support themselves, that they don't even have to come to the level of needing the support of others, from taking charity from others. That is the highest level of tzedakah, of giving like that, before the person becomes poor. How can you do this? You can give them a gift, you can give them a loan, you can help find them a job in your business, you can do business with them, or any type of employment. Ideally, it should be before they fall into a poverty situation, but even if they do fall into a poverty situation, you can also do these things, and you would also be fulfilling this highest category of vechazak tabo. There's also, similarly, purchasing an item from a poor person is considered in this category. Again, you're helping support him through his parnasa. The mitzvah is to anyone, it's not someone who's lacking. Even somebody who's not lacking, but you're actually helping them stay afloat, stay in business, supporting their business, supporting a Jewish business, is also going to be a part of being fulfilling this mitzvah vechazak tabo. Now, whether one has to buy from a Jewish store or not, depending on pricing, that's actually a separate video that we would like to make in the future, but that's beyond the scope of this video itself. You could also fulfill the mitzvah of the highest level of Chazak Tabo by, let's say you have a loan with somebody, so don't call the whole loan at once, slowly call the loan back in bits so that he doesn't have to run over to somebody else and borrow money to cover the loss, to cover the amount that he needs. Giving him time to pay back is also going to be in this highest category of chazak tabo. The second level is when you're not supporting him actually in his finances, but you're actually giving the tzedakah, but you give it in one of the following ways. Is that you don't know who's getting the money, and the person who's receiving the money doesn't know who gave it to him. So this way there's not so clear, it's not so embarrassing for the person, you don't know who it is, it's more tzenua, it's more discreet and modest. Wait, the money is giving over. Actually, the Gemara in Baba Basra says is that this is the type of tzedakah that saves a person from an unnatural death. So this could be fulfilled by giving the money to a trustworthy gabai tzedakah, somebody who's in the shul, who knows the situation, give it to him, and he acts as the middleman, so no one knows of each other who's getting the money. The third level is where you actually do know who's getting the money, but they don't know who gave them, who's giving them the money. Again, you could do that by using a middleman. You can say, I want you to give the money to that person, who you know who it is, but you don't want them to know who you are. So you say, you tell your friend A, go give the money to B, so A could give the money to B. And he says over here that if B wants to know who's giving him the money, so this middleman, A, could actually say that the money is from himself without revealing your identity. The fourth level is when you give tzedakah and it's the other way around. You don't know who's getting the money, but the person receiving it does know. He knows who gave him the money, but he knows that you don't know who gave it. So he's just protected again from the embarrassment of receiving the money because he knows that you don't know who he is. That is the fourth level. The fifth level is where you give it to the poor person before he asks for the money. He's going to ask you, but you go and give him the money before, or before he has to come to ask you. And it says over here, the Chachamim say that someone who gives to them before they ask for you, Hashem will help you before you have to come and ask from Hashem. The sixth level is where you give it to the person after he has already asked. The seventh level is where you give him some of what he needs, but you give it with a smile. It's b'sever panim yafas, the happy countenance, making him feel good. The eighth level, which is out of all 8 levels, is when you give the money to the poor person, but you do it internally with a heavy heart, not so happy about it. That's still considered that you have fulfilled the mitzvah of tzedakah as long as you don't make the poor person receiving the money feel bad. If a person, chas v'shalom, make the poor person feel bad and he gives it and he shows displeasure, then he actually, chas v'shalom, loses the whole mitzvah of tzedakah. Thank you very much and have a great day.